word says, Paul says in Romans, let your love be without hypocrisy. Well, what is that? How does that work? Well, the first thing, in my view, is you have to be honest. And when it comes to the church and it comes to Christianity today in America, we are so split apart by bad theology. For me, who have much more to learn, my desire is for us to agree on the fundamentals of the gospel. And right now, the two major issues of misunderstanding or lack of knowledge is the issue of God's construction of heaven and earth, which is very fundamental. It's like you live in a house and it's like you living in a ranch house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a basement. But other people say you live in a cottage that's a Cape Cod, 2-story, 1.5-story, whatever, with 1 bathroom. Or just a flat, you know, with a flat roof, or a teepee. They misdescribe the very place that you live. That is wrong. There's no way to justify it as a Christian. If it's truly a realm, earth, with a container, with a lid, and the air is thick with oxygen, nitrogen, and all the things we need, hydrogen, so that we can breathe, and the birds can breathe, and the stars can move, and the sun and moon move within the realm, as it says on day 4 of creation, if you read it slowly and carefully with prayer, you can't but conclude that the sun, moon, and stars are in the firmament underneath God's lid of the earth. So that's fundamental truth number one. Fundamental truth number two is God's plan to restore the entire earth through restoring the actual nation of Israel. Do you know that Israel, when it became a nation in 1948, it could have been called Palestine or Judea or something. But last minute, the name is Israel, which means struggle to obey God, struggle to walk with God, struggle. That's Jacob wrestling with God, and his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And God uses God of Jacob, God of Israel. And that includes all 12 tribes, but it also includes the 10 tribes that were scattered to the four winds by virtue of what Assyria did to them because of idolatry. And so we sit there and we judge them and say all kinds of things about God has forsaken them. They broke covenant with him. Therefore, God broke covenant with them. That's garbage. Because right now, if you disagree that God is going to regather literally and is regathering literally people from all over the world into the actual territory that Joshua conquered, the land of Israel promised to Abraham, if you disagree with me, then you're wrong and you're worshiping a wrong thesis. An unbiblical thesis that you have to strain and pick here and pick there, just like the Judaizers did in the days of Paul and Peter. They came up with ways to justify circumcising everybody and bringing people back under the law, which is bondage. This isn't about bondage. This is about understanding the living God through the Holy Spirit, doing beautiful things for the land of Israel. A lot of judgment. But think about this. We are going to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles as Gentiles grafted into Jesse, the tree, the root of Jesse. We are going to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in the millennial reign as Gentiles. The whole earth is going to celebrate. All the nations are going to. The ones that survived the final judgment of Yeshua, Matthew 25, when he separates the sheep from the goat nations, they'll all celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, not the Passover, not Pentecost, because he's here. He's literally, physically on this earth. So if you don't believe in a literal return and a physical reign of Christ from Jerusalem on this earth, you're Gnostic. You're spiritualizing the Bible. God made Adam out of real dust. God spoke real words in a personal way to Abraham. God met with the prophets, and he met with Samuel to anoint David. All this is ordered timeline-wise perfectly by God. He did the flood. He told Noah how to build the ark. He architected the whole ark, which is God. Jesus is the ark, physical and human. He's our protection from the wrath of God that is coming upon the earth. This is the gospel. You have avoided the wrath by faith in Jesus, who is from Judah, who fulfilled the law perfectly, and now is in the lineage of kings, the line of David. And he will sit on the throne in literal Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And then after that, Satan's released for a short time. That's the book of Revelation. Let's just read it, struggle with it. Don't think you know stuff. Just think you know nothing, because we don't. None of us knows anything. We don't understand the book of Judges. We don't understand the book of Leviticus or Numbers. We don't understand the spiritual meaning, the heavenly meaning. We don't understand the book of Revelation. We don't understand the prophets. You know nothing. And all of us have to come to that place where we say to ourselves, teach me, Lord, I know nothing. I want to be retaught your word. That's what we need to do for each other. And that is love without hypocrisy. For me to sit here and go, oh, it's okay. It's okay to believe we live on a spinning ball floating through outer endless space. No, it's not okay. God hates it. And it's not okay to think there's no plan for Israel, and the Jews in Israel right now are fake. Oh, some good, some bad. But without a government, they don't exist there. They're dead. They're eliminated by Muslim nations who hate them. So get it. Get it right. Fix your messy mind. Clean up your doctrine. Go to the word. Wrestle with God. Separate from the lies. That's love. Jonathan showing love to people without hypocrisy.